ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Yes, you're welcome again tonight to our beautiful exchange service. We thank God for every opportunity that we have to gather on Wednesday evening to worship and then to share the word of God, the word of life. And we thank God for this privilege. We are in such a time, the Bible describes in Habakkuk 2:14, said this time will come when the glory of God will cover the earth, even as the water covers the sea. The glory of God speaks of the outshining of the Lord, the manifest glory, the beauty of the Lord, the word of the Lord covers the whole earth. And if you notice around us today, there is increase in the level of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. People are coming into great awareness. And we thank God for the privilege that we have each time we have to share the word of God. Today, we're continuing on in our series, the Winning Faith series. And I'd like to ask the question tonight, why do we study faith? I think faith is something that we need to study. And by the way, faith simply means absolute confidence, trust in the integrity of someone. And in this case, we're studying the Word of God. We're studying about God, how to exercise our faith in God. So we need to know that we have absolute confidence in God, His Word, knowing that the one who has promised is able to keep. So today, I'd like you to open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 4 as we take our text from the first four verses. And I read, it said, then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. I mean, the life of Jesus, it was consistently inspired by the Spirit of God. And Romans 8:14, Paul highlighted it there. He said, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So let's just read. Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil, and when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he was hungry. And now when the tempter came to him, he said, if you are the Son of God, command this stone, that these stones become bread. But Jesus answered, and he said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word which proceed out from the mouth of God. So we see a very simple thing here, or rather a scenario, maybe not necessarily simple as it were, because doing the word of God may not be simple. Christianity is not for lazy people. So there is the work, W-O-R-K, of the word of God, where we put ourselves to obey the word in whatever circumstances that we find ourselves. We yield to the Spirit of God, knowing that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly about what He has asked us to do. His commandments are not grievous. So Jesus was led. So if you have absolute faith in God, you are led by the Spirit of God. But you see, the devil does not want us to be led. He doesn't want us to live life in the Word of God, which is a supernatural life. So he comes. So literally, Jesus as the Word of God, the devil came to tempt him. So We are the children of God today, the servants of God today. We are inspired, or we are led by the Spirit of God. And so the tempter will still come to tempt and put pressure or to challenge whether what we believe is actually the truth. Psalm 11 verse 3 says, when the foundation is destroyed, there is nothing the righteous can do. Why do we study faith? You know that every successful Christian life is built on the foundation of faith, of God's word. So we need to understand this, that lack of understanding will not make our faith work effectively. We need to put our faith in God. Faith in God is the foundation for a successful Christian life. So why do we study? Why do we study? You know, faith is central to the Word of God in our lives. So when we live our lives as believers, we know that we are exercising faith in God. You're exercising faith in His promises. And there's something that we're trying to also get across at this time, that faith is a tangible force. Even though you can't see certain things, you can't feel them, you can't touch them, you can't taste them, they are as real as, like we say, they are as real as the back of your hand. I mean, you can feel your hand tonight. They are real. They are real. I'm not doubting whether my hand is not real. My hand is real. The back of my hand that I'm touching, it is real. Faith is like, it's much more even than that. I mean, if we can see this as visible thing, faith that are invisible may not, I mean, I don't have necessarily have to feel it. I don't necessarily have to see before I believe. And because the one who has said it, is able to do what he has said. Why do we study faith? Number one, tonight, I'm going to talk about maybe about five, six things. Why do we study faith? Number one, it takes faith to get saved. It takes faith. I mean, we talk about this. Ephesians 2:8 emphasizes it for us. It said, for by grace are you saved through faith. It's not of works. It's not the things you feel. I mean, you can later say, oh, I feel I am saved because of the mark of peace, mark of joy that comes. But hey, it takes faith to get saved. You are not here when Jesus died for our sins. You are not here when He rose from the dead. You are not here. He rose for our justification. He rose for our to take away our condemnation. So you are not here, but you place your trust, which is another word for faith. You placed it in Him. And the Bible says, the just, Habakkuk 2:4, the just shall live by faith. So it takes faith to get saved. In Romans 1:17, it says the same thing. So Habakkuk 2:4, Romans 1:17, Galatians 3:11, Hebrews 10:38, Habakkuk 2:4, we are justified. I mean, it takes faith to get saved. The just shall live by faith. Romans 1:7, he said, the righteousness of God is revealed. 1:17, he said, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. So the just shall live by their own faith. Galatians 3:11 talks about that thing, and Hebrews 10:38 talks about the same thing. It takes faith to become a believer. A believer in God that you can't see, that you can't readily feel, just like I'm feeling my hands here tonight, or I can see my hand. But hey, the invisible stuff is what makes the faith life real. The invisible stuff. He said, by faith we understand. That's what the Word of God says. So sometimes in our lives, we can't see things, we can't feel them, we can't even taste them, we can't smell them, but they are as real as anything. I mean, if you use a perfume tonight, I mean, I may not see that perfume in that sense where you apply it, it dries up. I may not feel it. I may not even see it, but I can feel the effect by the fragrance of that perfume. So it takes faith to get saved. Number one, It takes faith to leave the Christian. It takes faith to get saved. Secondly, it takes faith also to live the Christian life. A lot of people struggle with their faith walk. A lot of people are confused. Oh, God is not here. I can't see him. I can't feel him. Hey, whether you feel him on here or not, he is here. He has said it in his word. Hebrews 13, 5, he said, he will never leave you nor forsake you. 5, 6, he says, so that we may boldly say the Lord is our helper. So God doesn't leave us. So it's not subject to feeling. I feel something in my body, then that means God is present. No, it takes faith to live the Christian life, because faith is a lifestyle. And most of the times, even when you are looking, we are looking at the things which are not seen. Failure in business, challenges in marriage, and sometimes all these things can be very overwhelming, but it takes faith to see that there will be a supernatural turn around. Number three, it takes faith to please God. So, number one, it takes faith to be saved. It takes faith to live that Christian life. Number three, it takes faith to please God. Hebrews 11, 6 is a very popular scripture. The whole of Hebrews chapter 11 talks about the all mark of or the people who have lived a life of faith. And Hebrews 11, 6 says, without faith, it is impossible. So, everyone wants to please God, everyone wants to have a relationship with him, everyone wants to be able to hear his voice, see him active in their lives. But it will take place faith to please God. Ephesians 2:10 says, we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has prepared in advance for us to do. So it takes faith. Right conduct, good works is born out of the work of faith. So it takes faith to please God. Faith is not a performance. It's not. We need to strike that balance. It's not a performance, but it's a lifestyle. And it takes faith to be saved. It takes faith to live the Christian life. And it takes faith to please God. Fourthly, it takes faith to resist the devil. That's why faith is important. Everything we do is our foundation. It takes faith to resist the devil. It takes faith to stand against temptation. It takes faith to stand against the maneuvers of the evil one. In John chapter 10, verse 10, the Bible referring to the devil, one of his names is that he's a thief. It's also another name is that he's an accuser of the brethren. And so it takes faith to resist him. Look at what James chapter 4, verse 7 says. James chapter 4, verse 7. James 4, 7. The Bible is so direct. It said, therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So it takes faith to submit to God. And the same zest, the same passion that you submit to God, also use that same passion to resist the devil. So we take against, a stand against. That's what it means to resist. You take a stand against. So God's enemy is the devil. God's enemy is the devil. Man is the epitome of God's creation. God desired the best. He designed the best for man. But the devil comes as a tempter. In another place, as an accuser. So when we need to stand against him, it's not the size of our body. It's not physical. The Bible is so clear about that. It said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. So temptation can come in form of fear, in form of doubt, in form of sickness, in form of sin, or lack of contentment. But it takes faith to say, I am healed. So it takes faith to resist the devil. If you live the life of faith, you will understand what it is. Without faith, we cannot please God. So it also takes faith to resist the devil, which is a man's enemy. I mean, man is an epitome of God's creation. He was created in the image and in the likeness of God. But hey, sin broke that fellowship. So whatever it is, Jesus restored that fellowship. So whatever it will take the devil, it will always bring him fear, doubt, sickness, lack, sin between God and man. But it takes the knowledge of God. If a man has the knowledge of God and in complete worship to his maker, which is by faith, we will be able to resist the devil. Then number five, which we have said, it takes faith to receive answers to our prayers. It takes faith to receive answers to our prayer. You know, in Matthew chapter 21, I want us to look at it. Matthew chapter 21. Let's just look at what the Word of God says in verse 22. Matthew 21, verse 22. It says, whatsoever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. So the word believing there stands for the faith. It's an act, it's a posture, it's a lifestyle. So what is it that you are asking God for today? It takes faith to receive answers to your prayer. I mean, when we study the Word of God, we actually realize what the will of God is in that particular case or circumstances or situation. And so when we understand what is the will of God from His heart, in His Word, then we'll be able to pray. And then it takes faith to receive that. In Mark chapter 11, it's that same emphasis again. Mark chapter 11, verses 22 up to 24. He said, and then Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. All that, I mean, imagine translation says, have the God kind of faith. And what is the God kind of faith? He said, it's like, surely I say to you, whoever shall say. So it takes faith. It takes faith. Verse 24 says, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and then you shall have them. What is it that you are trusting God for today? It takes faith. That's one of the importance why we need to actually pay close attention to this subject of faith, which is our absolute trust in God. Number six today, it is by faith that we appropriate the blessings of God. It is by faith that we appropriate the blessings of God. It said, grace and peace be multiplied. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. I mean, we have access. We have access to the blessings of God. And it is by faith. So sometimes, for example, when it comes to the subject of healing, sometimes you have symptoms in your body. But it takes faith to say, by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. It's the same thing. I mean, sometimes we experience lack. Life truth stops at us. It takes faith to know that the grace that we have received in the Lord Jesus Christ, even though He was rich, yet for our sake He became poor, so that through His poverty we may become rich. He said, and that same grace, 2 Corinthians 9:8, God is able to make that grace abound towards us. So it takes faith to appropriate the blessings of God. It takes faith. Exodus 15:26, He said, I am the Lord God who heals you. Is the Lord God a personal physician? So whatever it is today, we need to understand the importance of our faith. Without faith, Hebrews 11 says, it is impossible to please God. Whoever comes to God must believe that He is, and He is a rewarder of them who diligently seek Him. What is it that you are trusting God for today? 3 John 2 is probably the answer for me. He said, I wish, when someone has a will, someone has a wish, someone has a desire, it shows the extent that that person can go to stand or to meet the needs in that person's life. He said, 3 John 2 says, I wish above, that's God Almighty making that proclamation through Apostle John's letter. I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. So we need to study faith. It's very important. So let me just go over it one more time today. Why is faith, this faith subject, why is it central to our life as believers? Why do we have to study it? Number one, we said it takes faith to get saved. For you to get saved, you must exercise a measure of faith in the things that God has already done for us. It's not works. Ephesians 2:8 confirmed that. Secondly, it takes faith to even live this Christian life. It's faith. The Christian life is a life of faith. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4, the just shall live by their own faith. Number three, we say it takes faith to please God. Hebrews 11, 6 again, without faith, it is impossible to please him. He, whoever will come to God must believe that he is, and then that is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Number four, we say it takes faith to resist the devil. Takes faith. In 1 Peter, it says, submit yourself, therefore, to God, resist the devil, and it will flee from you. And it takes faith, fifthly, to receive answers to our prayer. So whatsoever we desire, Mark 11, 24, when we pray, we should be believing that we have received, and we shall have those things. And lastly, we said, it is by faith that we receive and appropriate the blessings of God. We appropriate it through faith. True faith. So we have faith to receive the blessings of the Lord. I believe this word has blessed you tonight. I mean, like I always encourage, if you have any area of your life that you have a need, I think the question before you even pray, the question before you even take any action is that, what does the word of God say about that area? He has wished above all things that we prosper and be in health. He wished that for us, even as our soul prospers. So what do we have to do? Get into the word of God. Does it have to do with finances? Get into the word of God. If it has to do with your health, get into the word of God. And what will happen is that you will have scriptures to meditate on, to know. I mean, it will be good for us to have that faith stirred up in our heart so that when we get into the place of prayer, we believe that we receive and then we can have it. I will be back to pray with you. God bless you.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for staying with us. We believe that you have been impacted by God's word and the message that we have received. Right now, we'll be taking our tithes and offerings. We want to say a big thank you for your donations and goodwill towards the ministry. Your donations help us reach a large number of people across the world. To give, you can use any of the mediums being displayed on the screen right now. All right. We'll be joining the service right now. Don't forget, pull out your pen, your paper, and take down notes as we continue.
Father, we thank you because it is by faith that we are saved. By faith, we can live a Christian life. By faith, we can appropriate your blessing. We can receive from you. We can resist the devil and he will flee from us. Thank you for the blessing of your word. I pray tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus for everyone listening and hearing this, that in areas of their life that they need to exercise their faith, I receive strength of courage for everyone. I receive the blessings of the Lord that makes rich upon everyone's life. Thank you for opening our eyes to know why we need to subject why we need to study the subject of faith, why we need to live out our faith. And thank you for your blessing upon our lives. And Lord, this person who is sick in their body, I ask for your healing power to go forth right now. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, Jesus makes you whole. Father, thank you for your blessing. Thank you for providing, Lord, even for this family that are looking up to you. We bless you. Those looking up to you for the fruit of the womb, thank you for fruitfulness. Thank you for the voice of rejoicing in their homes. Those, Lord, looking up to you for provision in the area of their finances, we pray tonight that you will supply all of their needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your grace that is sufficient for us. We bless you, we honor you. In Jesus' precious name that we pray. Amen. Just go ahead and give him praise. Go ahead and celebrate him in thanksgiving. Because it takes faith to receive and appropriate the blessings of God. Sometimes you need to receive it first. Sometimes you need to rejoice. And then consistently as you do it, he manifests himself from one level of glory to another. He is faithful and committed to us. We must not lose the cutting edge of our faith in him. It takes faith to be saved. It takes faith to live the Christian life. And it will take faith to be able to receive and appropriate the blessings of God. Thank you for joining again in our service tonight. And from all of us in Lighthouse NG, we'd like to say God bless you. Thank you for being part. Thank you for giving to the Lord. Thank you for helping us to spread this gospel to the nations of the world. And the Bible says, through prosperity, a city shall be spread abroad. We thank you for your partnership in the gospel. Thank you. And have a lovely day. Amen. 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 God bless you.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,